Chapter 49. 24. I walked this morning to Chelsea to see Dr. Atterbury, Dean of Christ Church. I had business with him about entering Mr. Fitzmaurice. 20. My Lord Carey's son, into his college, and Lady Carey, 21, is a great favorite of mine. Lord Harley, Lord Dublin, young Bromley, 22, the Speaker's son, and I, dined with Dr. Stratford, 23, and some other clergymen. But I left them at 7, to go to Lady Jersey, to see Montilli and the Spanish ambassador play at Amber. Lady Jersey was abroad, and I chid the servants, and made a rattle. But since I came home she sent me a message that I was mistaken, and that the meeting is to be tomorrow. I have a worse memory than when I left you, and every day forget appointments. But here my memory was by chance too good. But I'll go tomorrow, for Lady Catherine Hyde and Lady Bolingbroke are to be there by appointment, and I listed, 24, up my periwig, and all, to make a figure. Well, who can help it? Not I, vow to. Dot exclamation point 25, Knight MD. 25. Lord Treasurer met me last night at Lord Masham's, and thanked me for my company in Ajaccio, because I had not dined with him in 3 days. He chides me, if I stay away, but 2 days together. What will this come to? Nothing. My grandmother used to say, more of your lining, and less of your dining. However, I dined with him, and could hardly leave him at 8, to go to Lady Jersey's, where 5 or 6 foreign ministers were, and as many ladies. Montillian played like the English, and cried echo, and knocked his knuckles for trump, and played at small games like PPT. Lady Jersey whispered me to stay and sup with the ladies when the fellows were gone, but they played till 11, and I would not stay. I think this letter must go on Saturday, that's certain, and it is not half full yet. Lady Catherine Hyde had a mighty mind I should be acquainted with Lady Dalkeith. 26. Her sister, the Duke of Monmouth's eldest son's widow, who was of the company tonight, but I did not like her. She paints too much. Knight M.D. 26. This day our society met at the Duke of Ormond's, but I had business that called me another way, so I sent my excuses and dined privately with a friend. Besides, Sir Thomas Hanmer whispered me last night at Lady Jersey's that I must attend Lord Treasurer and Duke of Ormond at supper at his house tonight, which I did at 11, and stayed till 1, so you may be sure 'tis late enough. There was the Duchess of Grafton, and the Duke her son, 9 of us in all. The Duke of Ormond chid me for not being at the society today, and said 16 were there. I said I never knew 16 people good company in my life. No, face, nor 8 either. We have no news in this town at all. I wonder why I don't write you news. I know less of what passes than anybody, because I go to, 27, no coffee house, nor see any but ministers, and such people, and ministers never talk politics in conversation. The Whigs are forming great schemes against the meeting of Parliament, which will be next Tuesday, I still think, without fail, and we hope to hear by then that the peace is ready to sign. The Queen's Gout Mends Daily. Knight M.D. 27. I passed a very insipid day, and dined privately with a friend in the neighborhood. Did I tell you that I have a very fine picture of Lady Orkney, 28, an original, by Sir Godfrey Kneller, 3/4 length? I have it now at home, with a fine frame. Lord Bolingbroke and Lady Masham have promised to sit for me, but I despair of Lord Treasurer. Only I hope he will give me a copy, and then I shall have all the pictures of those I really love here. Just 6 dozen. Only I'll make Lord Keeper give me his print in a frame. This letter must go tomorrow, because of sending me a bill, else it should not till next week, I assure you. I have little to do now with my pen, for my grand business stops till they are more pressing, and till something or other happens, and I believe I shall return with disgust to finish it, it is so very laborious. Sir Thomas Hanmer has my papers now, And how is MD doing now?
Oh, at Amber with the Dean always on Friday night, with Mrs. Walls. Pray don't play at small games.
I stood by, t'other night, while the Duke Dottry, 29, lost 6 times with Manilio, Basto, and 3 small trumps, and Lady Jersey won above 20 pounds.
Knight D. Richard, 30, MD. 28. I was at court today, when Iab Gaultier whispered me, that a courier was just come with an account, that the French king had consented to all the queen's demands, and his consent was carried to Utrecht, and the peace will be signed in a few days. I suppose the general peace cannot be so soon ready, but that is no matter. The news presently ran about the court. I saw the queen carried out in her chair, to take the air in the garden. I met Griffin at court, and he told me that orders were sent to examine Philby, and, if he be fit, to make him, I think he called it, an assistant. I don't know what, supervisor, I think, but it is some employment a good deal better than his own. The Parliament will have another short prorogation, though it is not known yet. I dined with Lord Treasurer and his Saturday company, and left him at 8, to put this in the post office time enough. And now I must bid you farewell, dearest Richard PPT. God bless you ever, and Rove PDFR. Farewell MDMDFWFWFWFWMEMEMELEELEEL.
Letter 61. 1, London, March 1, 1712-13. Tis out of my head, whether I answered all your letter in my last yesterday or no. I think I was in haste, and could not. But now I see I answered a good deal of it. No, only about your brother, and me's bill. I dined with Lady Orkney, and we talked politics till 11 at night, and, as usual, found everything wrong, and put ourselves out of humor. Yes, I have Lady Gifford's picture sent me by your mother. It is boxed up at a place, where my other things are. I have goods in 2 or 3 places, and when I leave a lodging, I box up the books I get, for I always get some, and come naked into a new lodging, and so on. Talk not to me of deaneries. I know less of that than ever by much. Knight MD. 2. I went today into the city to see Pat Rolt, 2, who lodges with a city cousin, a daughter of Cos Cleeve.
You are much the wiser.
I had never been at her house before. My he Cos Thompson the butcher is dead, or dying. I dined with my printer, and walked home, and went to sit with Lady Clarges. I found 4 of them at whist. Lady Godolphin, 3, was one. I sat by her, and talked of her cards, etc., but she would not give me one look, nor say a word to me. She refused some time ago to be acquainted with me. You know she is Lord Marlborough's eldest daughter. She is a fool for her pains, and I'll pull her down. What can I do for Dr. Smith's daughter's husband? I have no personal credit with any of the commissioners. I'll speak to Keatley, 4, but I believe it will signify nothing. And the customs people must rise by degrees, and he must at first take what is very low, if he be qualified for that. PPT mistakes me. I am not angry at your recommending anyone to me, provided you will take my answer. Some things are in my way, and then I serve those I can. But people will not distinguish, but take things ill, when I have no power. But PPT is wiser. And employments in general are very hard to be got. Knight MD. 3. I dined today with Lord Treasurer, who chid me for my absence, which was only from Saturday last. The Parliament was again prorogued for a week, and I suppose the peace will be ready by then, and the Queen will be able to be brought to the House, and make her speech. I saw Dr. Griffith, 5, 2 or 3 months ago, at a Latin play at Westminster, but did not speak to him. I hope he will not die. I should be sorry for PPT's sake. He is very tender of her. I have long lost all my colds, and the weather mends a little. I take some steel drops, and my head is pretty well. I walk when I can, but am grown very idle, and, not finishing my thing, I gamble, 6, abroad and play at Amber. I shall be more careful in my physic than Mrs. Price.
is not a far thing, matter or death, I think, and so I say no more tonight, but will read a dull book, and go sleep. Night DMD. 4. Mr. Ford has been this half year inviting me to dine at his lodgings. So I did today, and brought the provost and Dr. Parnell with me, and my friend Lewis was there. Parnell went away, and the other three played at Omber, and I looked on, which I love, and would not play. Tisdall is a pretty fellow, as you say, and when I come back to Ireland with nothing, he will condole with me with abundance of secret pleasure. I believe I told you, what he wrote to me, that I have saved England, and the Ireland. 7, but I can bear that. I have learned to hear and see, and say nothing. I was to see the Duchess of Hamilton today, and met Blyth, 8, of Ireland just going out of her house into his coach. I asked her how she came to receive young fellows. It seems he had a ball in the Duke of Hamilton's house when the Duke died, and the Duchess got an advertisement put in the postboy. 9, reflecting on the ball, because the Marlborough daughters, 10, were there, and Blyth came to beg the Duchess's pardon, and clear himself. He's a sad dog. Knight Poo D-D-List M-D. 5. Lady Masham has miscarried, but is well almost again. I have many visits today. I met Blyth at the Duke of Ormond's, and he begged me to carry him to the Duchess of Hamilton, to beg her pardon again. I did on purpose, to see how the blunderbuss behaved himself, but I begged the Duchess to use him mercifully, for she is the devil of a teaser. The good of it is, she ought to beg his pardon, for he meant no harm, yet she would not allow him to put in an advertisement, to clear himself from hers, though hers was all a lie. He appealed to me, and I gravely gave it against him. I was at court today, and the foreign ministers have got a trick of employing me to speak for them to Lord Treasurer and Lord Bolingbroke, which I do when the case is reasonable. The College, 11, need not fear, I will not be their governor. I dined with Sir Thomas Hanmer and his Duchess. 12, the Duke of Ormond was there, but we parted soon, and I went to visit Lord Pembroke for the first time, but it was to see some curious books. Lord Cholmondeley, 13, came in, but I would not talk to him, though he made many advances. I hate the scoundrel for all he is your Griffith's friend. Yes, yes, I am abused enough, if that be all. Knight Solace. 6. I was today at an auction of pictures with Pratt, 14, and laid out £2.5 for a picture of Titian, and if it were a Titian it would be worth twice as many pounds. If I am cheated, I'll part with it to Lord Masham. If it be a bargain, I'll keep it to myself. That's my conscience. But I made Pratt buy several pictures for Lord Masham. Pratt is a great virtuoso that way. I dined with Lord Treasurer, but made him go to court at 8. I always tease him to be gone. I thought to have made Parnell dine with him, but he was ill. His head is out of order like mine, but more constant. Poor boy. I was at Lord Treasurer's levee with the provost, to ask a book for the college. I never go to his levee, unless to present somebody. For all who are rallying, saucy, 15. PPT, as hope saved, I expected they would have decided about me long ago, and as hope saved, as soon as ever things are given away, and I not provided for, I will be gone with the very first opportunity, and put up bag and baggage. But people are slower than can be thought. Knight, M.D. 7. Yes, I hope Lee will soon be gone, A.P. on him. I met him once, and he talked gravely to me of not seeing the Irish bishops here, and the Irish gentlemen, but I believe my answers fretted him enough. I would not dine with Lord Treasurer today, though it was Saturday, for he has engaged me for 2-morrow, but went and dined with Lord Masham, and played at Omber, 6-penny running Omber, for 3 hours. There were 3 vols, 16, against me, and I was once a great loser, but came off for 3 shillings and 6 pence. One may easily lose 5 guineas at it. Lady Orkney is gone out of town today, and I could not see her for laziness, but writ to her. S. He has left me some physic. face. I never knew MD's politics before, and I think it pretty extraordinary, and a great compliment to you, and I believe never three people conversed so much with so little politics. I avoid all conversation with the other party. It is not to be borne, and I am sorry for it. Oh yes, things are very dear. DD must come in at last with DD's 2x a penny. There the proverb was well applied. Parvisal has sent me a bill of £50, as I ordered him, which, I hope, will serve me, and bring me over. Pray God MD does not be delayed for it, but I have had very little from him this long time. I was not at court today, a wonder. Night solace. Dot PDFR. 8. You must know, I give chocolate almost every day to two or three people that I suffer to come to see me in a morning. My man begins to lie pretty well. Tis nothing for people to be denied 10 times. My man knows all I will see, and denies me to everybody else. This is the day of the Queen's coming to the crown, and the day Lord Treasurer was stabbed by Giscard. I was at court, where everybody had their birthday clothes on, and I dined with Lord Treasurer, who was very fine. He showed me some of the Queen's speech, which I corrected in several places, and penned the vote of address of thanks for the speech. But I was of opinion the House should not sit on Tuesday next, unless they hear the pieces signed. That is, provided they are sure it will be signed the week after, and so have one scolding for all. Knight MD. 9. Lord Treasurer would have had me dine with him today. He desired me last night, but I refused, because he would not keep the day of his stabbing with all the cabinet, as he intended. So I dined with my friend Lewis, and the provost and Parnell, and Ford, was with us. I lost 16 shillings at Omber, I don't like it, as etc. At night Lewis brought us word that the Parliament does not sit tomorrow. I hope they are sure of the peace by next week, and then they are right in my opinion. Otherwise I think they have done wrong, and might have sat 3 weeks ago. People will grumble, but Lord Treasurer cares not a rush. Lord Keeper is suddenly taken ill of a quinsy, and some lords are commissioned. I think Lord Trevor, 17, to prorogue the Parliament in his stead. You never saw a town so full of ferment and expectation. Mr. Pope has published a fine poem, called Windsor Forest. 18. Read it. Knight. 10. I was early this morning to see Lord Bolingbroke. I find he was of opinion the Parliament should sit, and says they are not sure the peace will be signed next week. The prorogation is to this day sennight. I went to look on a library I am going to buy, if we can agree. I have offered £120, and will give 10 more. Lord Bolingbroke will lend me the money. I was 2 hours poring on the books. I will sell some of them, and keep the rest, but I doubt they won't take the money. I dined in the city, and sat an hour in the evening with Lord Treasurer, who was in very good humor, but reproached me for not dining with him yesterday and today. What will all this come to? Lord Keeper had a pretty good night, and is better. I was in pain for him. How do you do, Solace? Knight MD. 19.11. I was this morning to visit the Duke and Duchess of Ormond, and the Duchess of Hamilton, and went with the Provost to an auction of pictures, and laid out 14 shillings. I am in for it, if I had money, but I doubt I shall be undone. For Sir Andrew Fountain invited the Provost and me to dine with him, and play at Omber, when I fairly lost 14 shillings. Face, it won't do, and I shall be out of conceit with play this good while. I am come home, and it is late, and my puppy let out my fire, and I am gone to bed and writing there, and it is past 12 a good while. Went out 4 matadors and a trump in black, and was bested. Really bad, face. Night, my dearest Lokes, M.D. 12. I was at another auction of pictures today, and a great auction it was. I made Lord Masham lay out £40. There were pictures sold of twice as much value apiece. Our society met today at the Duke of Beaufort's. A prodigious fine dinner, which I hate, but we did some business. Our printer was to attend us, as usual, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer sent the author of the Examiner 20 guineas. He is an ingenious fellow, but the most confounded vain coxcomb in the world, so that I dare not let him see me, nor am acquainted with him. I had much discourse with the Duke of Ormond this morning, and am driving some points, to secure us all in case of accidents, etc. 21. I left the society at 7. I can't drink now at all with any pleasure. I love white Portugal wine better than claret, champagne, or burgundy. I have a sad vulgar appetite. I remember PPT used to maunder when I came from a great dinner, and DD had but a bit of mutton. I cannot endure above one dish, nor ever could, since I was a boy, and loved stuffing. It was a fine day, which is a rarity with us, I assure you, never fare 2 days together. Night DMD. 13. I had a rabble of Irish parsons this morning drinking my chocolate. I cannot remember appointments. I was to have supped last night with the Swedish envoy at his house, and some other company, but forgot it, and he rallied me today at Lord Bolingbroke's, who excused me, saying, the envoy ought not to be angry, because I serve Lord Treasurer and him the same way. For that reason, I very seldom promise to go anywhere. I dined with Lord Treasurer, who chid me for being absent so long, as he always does, if I miss a day. I sat 3 hours this evening with Lady Jersey, but the first 2 hours she was at Omber with some company. I left Lord Treasurer at 8. I fancied he was a little thoughtful, for he was playing with an orange by Fitz, which, I told him, among common men looked like the spleen. This letter shall not go tomorrow. No haste, unumans, nothing that presses. I promised but once in 3 weeks, and I am better than my word. I wish the piece may be ready, I mean that we have notice it is signed, before Tuesday, otherwise the grumbling will much increase. Night Logs. 14. It was a lovely day this, and I took the advantage of walking a good deal in the park, before I went to court. Colonel Disney, one of our society, is ill of a fever, and, we fear, in great danger. We all love him mightily, and he would be a great loss. I doubt I shall not buy the library, for a Rogway bookseller has offered £60 more than I designed to give, so you see I meant to have a good bargain. I dined with Lord Treasurer and his Saturday company, but there were but 7 at table. Lord Peterborough is ill, and spits blood, with a bruise he got, before he left England. But, I believe, an Italian lady he has brought over is the cause, that his illness returns. You know old Lady Belasis, 22, is dead at last? As he has left Lord Berkeley of Stratton, 23, one of her executors, and it will be of great advantage to him, they say above £10,000. I stayed with Lord Treasurer upon business, after the company was gone, but I dare not tell you upon what. My letters would be good memoirs, if I durst venture, to say 1,000 things that pass, but I hear so much of letters opening at your post office, that I am fearful, etc., and so good night, solace, Rove PDFR, MD. 15. Lord Treasurer engaged me to dine with him again today, and I had ready what he wanted, but he would not see it, but put me off till tomorrow. The Queen goes to chapel now. She is carried in an open chair, and will be well enough to go to Parliament on Tuesday, if the Houses meet, which is not yet certain, neither, indeed, can the ministers themselves tell, for it depends on winds and weather, and circumstances of negotiation. However, we go on, as if it was certainly to meet, and I am to be at Lord Treasurer's tomorrow, upon that supposition, to settle some things relating that way. PPT 24, May, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.